This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was on my show back in March. They've got a new CEO that started in April of this year. We're talking about Anaconda Mining, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol ANXGF. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ANX. And with us today is the brand new CEO of the company, going to bring us up to date and up to speed, Mr. Kevin Bullock. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
You know, first 6 months, you guys did a tad bit over $10 million with a market cap of only $24 million. I feel your stock price is grossly undervalued. Do you want to give me some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think the metrics would show that we should be much higher value. There'll be a lot of junior companies that say that, but we have reasons to believe that, solid reasons and facts. But last quarter, we had some issues in the mill that we fixed in Newfoundland, and we had some issues in sending a bulk sample from Nova Scotia to Newfoundland to be processed. Both those are fixed now. The mill's running smoothly at capacity, and the Goldboro bulk sample actually started getting processed today after being finally shipped to Newfoundland. So both of the things that were keeping a cap on our stock are fixed, and that news will get out, and I think we'll move up to a more reasonable price level.
Well, you know, speaking of Goldboro, the development of that project, like you said, is in Nova Scotia. Give us an update. Where are we at on that? What are you guys expecting out of the next two quarters?
Yeah, so we have a very exciting development project called Goldboro in Nova Scotia. It's a gold project, and we are in about 50 to 60% of the way completed a full feasibility on that project. And the idea is, or the plan is, to build a mine that produces gold from an open pit for the first 2 years, relatively small production of about 20,000 ounces a year for the first 2 years. But while that production is going on from open pit, we'll be developing the underground portion of the deposit, which changes the grade from an open pit grade of about 3 grams to an underground grade of about 6 grams. And we'll be upping the mill to 800 tons a day as we go underground in the third year. And that'll give us around 50, 55,000 ounces a year from year three onwards. And it's about an 8 to 10 year project. So, you know, what we've done to get the information for this feasibility is feasibility level metallurgical work. I can tell you that the ore is very clean and there are no issues, no deleterious elements. So we'll have recoveries in the low to mid 90% on the ore. And there's a nugget effect, meaning that there's a lot of free gold. And in your drilling, you could or could not hit these free specks of gold. And that's what's called a nugget effect. But we've taken a 10,000 ton, a very large bulk sample that we've shipped by barge to our mill in Newfoundland. And we've started processing that today. And we'll understand what that nugget effect is by having such a large sample and understanding what the amount of gold is coming out of the mill compared to what we sampled and estimated would come out. And that'll give us a reading on what this nugget effect does, whether it's positive to our advantage or not. So we're really moving far along, and we believe that we'll have our feasibility study completed and out to the public before the end of the year. We also have a new resource that'll be out prior to that, probably in November, which will show new resources and mineable mineralization to finish the feasibility study with. So we've been drilling, infilling, and extending the project.
Point Rouge project now operating. How's that going?
Well, the Point Rouge, we had some issues in the second quarter of this year where we had some misfortunes in the mill. It started with the front end of the mill, the crusher, then the cone crusher, then the ball mill. Things just started breaking and or vibrating, and we had to basically go through the mill and do a complete maintenance program. We changed some people. We put in a new preventive maintenance program, And I can tell you, as of the last couple of months, we've been operating at full capacity, actually even better, and the mill is running very, very smooth again. So Point Reuse is producing like it should once again. However, people will remember the issues we had last quarter. We're through that now.
Kevin, before we go any further, as I mentioned earlier, you took over the CEO position in April. Bring my listeners up to speed of who you are and how this all came about.
Well, I'm educated as a mining engineer, and I started out back in the mid-80s as an underground miner. And I've worked my way up from miner to shift boss to superintendent to mine manager, and then jumped over to the other side of the business to VP of operations through several mine builds, and then have been running companies for about 20 years now. My history includes bringing a shell company called Volta Resources through to from a penny stock to a $330 million company, and eventually selling that to a large company called B2 Gold Mining. I also started a company called Kirkland Lake Gold from its infancy as a shell company by purchasing Macassa, and now that's a multi-billion dollar company as well. I also was involved in taking a company called IM Gold public, where I moved to Africa and ran West Africa for that company. So I've had some successes, and I saw the opportunity at Anaconda that they have. We have the right building blocks to build something quite substantial here, the right foundation. And we just,
absolutely,
put things in place, get the market to understand what we're doing, and then, deliver on our promises.
As a junior mining company, most of them, go and find the gold, and then they either sell off the project or bring in a partner, and they go, partners with it. But you guys are actually bringing the gold out of the ground, taking it to the marketplace, extrapolating it, and selling that gold on the open market. That being said, what do you feel are the upcoming catalysts that's going to move your share price?
We're a very unique company in that we do have cash flow that pays the bills.
Absolutely.
To operate at the mine that we're at and do a little bit more. But we also are a development company with Goldbro. So, the upcoming catalyst for our share price is a new resource that's going to come out of Goldboro, where we've infilled and extended the mineralization at that project, and that'll be fed into the feasibility study. But one of the unique things with us, too, is we're also an explorer, and we've picked up a property that took us about 2 years of work to put together. It's a 20-kilometer stretch of what's called the Nugget Pond Horizon. It's about 30 kilometers from our mill. And it has a past-producing mine on it that operated at approximately 10 grams per ton, and it has a lot of targets to be drilled that could generate that similar grade. We're currently producing 15 to 20,000 ounces a year at Point Reuse, and that's at about a gram and a half. Imagine us putting 7.5 or 8 grams through. That'll be, upwards of 75 to 100,000 ounce a year producer without changing the mill. So we'll be drilling Tilt Cove, which is the project that the exploration project's called. We'll be drilling that in November. We'll be doing 4,000 meters of drilling on certain targets. And if we tap into one of these things, the timeline to production is quite short because we don't have to fully permit a new mill or tailings pond where we find it. We would just truck the ore to the mill that we currently have. So we're extremely excited about the exploration potential. So for every dollar you put in, you get $3 of value, in my view, because you get a dollar of a production company, you get a dollar of a development company, and you get a dollar of an exploration company. So we're quite excited about the future. We're looking at becoming a company that goes from what we're at now to up to 150,000 ounces a year within the next 3 to 5 years, based on these successes.
Kevin, before I let you go, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
I want them to know the uniqueness that when you do invest in this company, you've got quite a few chances at success, whether it be through development or exploration or the production itself. So understanding that we do have cash flow, we don't have to go to the market every few months to keep replenishing the till. We do have a producing gold mine that produces between $8 and $12 million a year in free cash flow at the project level. So you've got a self-funding unit that has excellent exploration potential and development potential in Canada for a safe jurisdiction. And we've got a team that I believe is second to none that that operates at Point Reuse, and we'll expand on that into Nova Scotia.
Well, Kevin can't say this, but I'll say it. The stock price is 17.5 cents. It's grossly undervalued. I think fair value of this company is around 70, 80 cents as we stand as of today. That's my personal opinion. I brought you a lot of winners over the years. Take a look at this company. It's Anaconda Mining, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQX, ticker symbol ANX. GF. If you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ANX. Kevin, I want to thank you for stopping by today, coming on the show. It's a pleasure. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Would love to. Thanks very much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.